few halachot and the laws of kiddush b'mkom se'uda. That Maran discusses it in Elchot Shabbat and Siman Resh Ayin Gimal. The famous rule of the Talmud, En kiddush ela b'mkom se'uda. That for kiddush to be effective, one must follow it by a se'uda. A few questions. What is considered following? And what is considered a se'uda? Well, the Lashon of Maran, when it comes to the time between Kiddush and se'uda, he says, tekef. Tekef sounds like immediately. That means once you make Kiddush, boom, you have to have the se'uda. Now, it cannot mean immediately, because clearly, after we make the kiddush, it's difficult to eat the second after. The Gemara, for example, gives a case where a person makes the kiddush in the basement and then goes eat the seudah on the roof. So it must have taken him time to get up to the roof. So it cannot be tekef mamash. So the question then is, what is the time frame? So the Rama gives a rule over here. The Rama says that so long as the person had in mind to eat right away, even if he got delayed for whatever reason, it's okay, his kiddush will be hard, because his mind was to eat right away. Or reverse, his kavanah was to eat much later on, but he ended up eating right away, he's also okay, because bottom line, he ate right away. However, if he has two things against him, he had in mind to eat later, and he ate after a certain period of time, then already his kiddush is not chal. The question is, what is that time? Kabbinsion holds it's 30 minutes. It's a half hour. He learns it like the laws of Samuch. Samuch always is a half hour. Samuch lemincha, and so on and so forth. Hakam Avadya argues on this, and he holds it's shiur ikul, which is 72 minutes. So it comes out, we have a fantastic malokot over here, where a person made kiddush, knowing that he's not going to eat till later on, and he waited a half hour according to Chacham Ben Sion, or 72 minutes according to Chacham Avadya, then he would have to make a kiddush again. So that gives you the time frame. Now the question is, what constitutes a se'uda? So the poskim are clear, if you ate a kezayit of bread, that's the best se'uda. Or if you ate a kezayit of, let's say, mizonot of the five grains, we all agree, that's considered a se'uda. However, what about if a person eats fruit? Is that considered also a se'uda? So, Maran clearly holds it is not. Although there's an opinion of the Shittei Giburim that says it's okay, perot, but Maran clearly didn't take that opinion. So therefore, one has to be very careful. For example, in Kiddush, in the synagogue on Shabbat morning, where they make the Kiddush. And then he has a box of fruit in front of him and he eats the fruit. That is not considered as if he made kiddush. Because if there's no se'uda, that means there's no kiddush. Not only that, that means he ate that fruit without a kiddush as well. And it also means that when he goes home, if he eats, he's eating without a kiddush. So therefore, kiddush always must be followed with a mezonot of kezayit or a motzi of kezayit. But if a person just had, mezonot is good. But if a person just had, let's say, a few nuts after the kiddush, that doesn't count. And therefore, and I'm not going to go through every single mizonot example in the, you can take a cookbook and you can look under the mizonot, you'll see all the mizonot foods that there are in the world. Anything that's made from the five grains. Now, the question over here is, what about drinking wine? There's an opinion of the Geonim. The Geonim say that as long as a person drank the vi'it of yayin, the yayin can be considered kiddush from kom se'uda, which is very, very important to know. Because, for example, the person who makes the kiddush, although we said according to the halakha, he only has to drink a mouthful melo lugmav to fulfill the mitzvah of kiddush, but if he would drink a little more than that, if he would drink 3.2 ounces, which is rivi'it, not only would it count as kiddush, but the drinking of the rivi'it can count as his se'uda as well. Maran brings down the opinion of the Geonim also in Siman Resh Ayin Gimam. However, there's a big machloket how to learn these geonim. A rabbi called the Levush says that it means that besides what you drank for the kiddush, you have to drink an additional revi'it to be considered kiddush from Kom Sa'uda. And that's the way the Ben Ishchai holds as well in Parashat Bereshit. Hakam HaVadyah disagrees with this as well as the Aruch HaShulchan. They don't understand it. That once you drink it, if you eat and you have to make a berakah harona, why would I have to drink an extra to eat besides what I drank in the kosher kiddush? And therefore, the ma'aseh, if a person drank and if you eat of yayin, that would also be considered kiddush bimkom se'uda. The question then would be, what about grape juice? Not only do we make kiddush on wine. Well, I could argue and say, well, the reason why wine is considered se'uda, because it says wine is sa'id. Wine satiates. Does grape juice satiate like wine? Clearly not. And for that reason, Rabbi Yashiv Alav HaShalom held that the rule of Kiddush from Kom Sa'uda does not apply to what if you eat of grape juice. However, Acham Avadiyah argued on that as well. And Acham Avadiyah held that although it's not Misa'ed like wine, but it's Misa'ed Ksat. It's Misa'ed a little. Enough to say that if you drink it, if you eat of it, it can count. So therefore, on Shabbat, let's say, if the Mekadesh had grape juice, now, he drank 3.2 ounces of it, technically, not only does he have Kiddush in his pocket, but he has Kiddush when it comes to Sa'uda, and therefore he's done for the day. He doesn't have to make another Kiddush. It should be noted, however, that if the Mekadesh drank it, if you eat, that doesn't exempt all the listeners. They also have to either drink it, if you eat of Yayin, or eat a kezayit of mezonot. However, they should not involve themselves in eating peripheral items if they're not planning on having the proper item for a seuda. For example, a person says, I'm just going to have some nuts. He cannot, because that's not considered seuda. And your kiddush is not a kiddush unless you have a seuda. So therefore, again, it's incumbent upon the listeners of kiddush, if they want to be yotzeh the kiddush, they must have a Sa'udah. Kiddush without a Sa'udah is nothing. It's like there was no Kiddush.